And I know that after you would read Scripture or hear Scripture or see it in action, now do something with it. Put it into practice. Work it out in your life, and that will reinforce the Scripture. Hey, everybody. John Putnam here. It is great to be with you today. And wherever I find you, I hope it's a good day. And thank you again for tuning in with me for another episode of Change for Your Dollar. Because God is too good and life is too special to let money get in the way. And whenever there's money around, even back in the biblical times, people were making some smart decisions and people were making some foolish decisions. There are some foolish situations. And we've been talking about those fools this month. You know, we can learn from people who do things well. We can also learn things from people who don't do things well. And in the Bible, in many of these stories, they're called fools. And we have a scripture-rich episode today that not only describes this foolish situation that is unique, but happens so often, but also going to Scripture for three steps you can take to avoid it. I'm going to change gears slightly this week, and I want to talk about fooling yourself. You know, it's one of those sayings that we use all the time. The Free Dictionary defines this saying as the use of deception or trickery to compel oneself to do something. And I would add personally, or to not do something. So as I unpack this a little bit more today, if I am fooling myself, then I am personally being deceptive to myself, which means that I'm aware of it. I'm doing it. I know what's going on, but I'm pretending that I'm not doing it. Therefore, I'm fooling myself. Even as I'm reading that, I'm reflecting to myself and my own past and thinking, this just sounds ridiculous to read this and to talk about this. I mean, who would do this? And if there's a mirror in front of me, I would look into it and go, you, Putnam, you would do it. I have fooled myself before. You likely have as well. And this is the exact situation that is occurring in today's scripture. And I want to talk about the scripture and then three steps from scripture to not only protect yourself, but also grow in your faith, especially your faith when it comes to your financial choices. Okay, check out this scripture and let it sink in. This is James 1, 22 to 25. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. So this whole scripture, with this little parable in the middle about who looks in the mirror and then forgets what they look like. So are you a hearer and a doer of the word, or are you a hearer and forgetter of the word? Now, I know it can sound a little silly. I mean, who would hear something and then forget it? But this issue of forgetting is not a new problem. If you're trying to learn anything, then you are going to battle this issue of forgetting. Now, you know, I've got a little nerdy streak in me. I like some details. My mother used to teach science and biology and chemistry and algebra and those very technical subjects. So I've got a little bit of that in me. And so I started digging around a little bit about this idea of forgetting. And in my research, I found an interesting summary on the Practical Psychology website called practicalpsy.com. And it had an article about psychologist Herman Ebbinghaus, who systematically studied memory and learning. And he recorded his findings mathematically in an attempt to discover patterns of forgetting and how we keep our memories. Then in 1885, he had a book called Memory. And he shared a groundbreaking research model that he titled the forgetting curve. This forgetting curve is a graph of the forgetting process. It demonstrates the declining rate at which information is lost if no particular effort is made to remember it. There's a lot of information about this research, as you can imagine. But most of the forgetting occurs within the first hour of learning. And that's not all. After a day or two, we typically forget around 75% of what we have learned. And without any additional work, we will quickly forget most of the content of a course, for instance. A week later, it will be as if the learning had never occurred at all. Now, I have heard speakers make comments about this, not knowing this was what they were referring to, and I dug around a little more, and this just sounded amazing to me. And in 2015, another group of researchers did a similar experiment and upheld this very similar type of memory and forgetfulness that we all share. So first, let me just reflect on the scripture and also reflect on the research and the fact that this is real. We have a tendency to read something, see something, learn something, and if it's not reinforced, we can forget it, just like the scripture said. There are hearers of the word that are not doers of the word. They hear the word, they forget about it, like someone who looks at themselves in the mirror and then leaves, and they don't remember what they look like. But the one who is a hearer and a doer who acts, they will be blessed. And as you can imagine, there are lots of ideas about how you can make this better. But I thought to myself, you know, there are scriptures about this that I remember that we can utilize to help us in this situation. So I want to share three steps for activating your faith that we know to be true and effective because they come from Scripture. Step one, we take from Joshua 1:8, which reads, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." They're talking about daily reading, daily prayer, conversations. They're talking about repetition, working on this day after day, week after week. We know that this helps us when we learn. Think about just some simple steps that you could take, like a reminder on your phone or tablet to read a scripture and just meditate on it for a few minutes. You could write it on an index card and put it in your pocket. You could choose a scripture and choose to talk about it over breakfast, lunch, or dinner with your spouse or your roommate or a friend. Any of these actions will create some repetition, just like the scripture says about meditating on it day and night so that you can do what is written. Step two comes from Philippians 4:9 that reads, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Okay, some of us, we know, learn by reading. Some of us learn by hearing. Some of us learn by seeing. This scripture illustrates a variety of methods that Jesus used to communicate his truth and his love to others. What you have learned, which likely would be what you are reading, what you have received, what you have heard, what you have seen. This is all about a variety of sources, and we have so many incredible resources for this. For example, on the Bible app, you can read on the app, and it will read it to you. The Bible Project has incredible videos and visual resources for scripture, topics, and books of the Bible. The FaithFi app that you've heard me talk about before that people are using to really dig into their faith and their finances in very practical ways. The idea in step two is just to utilize variety of resources in your learning to help ingrain the information that you want to retain. And step three comes from James 2, 14 to 17. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled without giving the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Step three is all about putting it into action, or it's all about practice. We've all heard it. Practice makes perfect. Now, I'm not so sure about being perfect, but I do know that practice makes progress. And I know that after you would read scripture or hear scripture or see it in action, now do something with it. Put it into practice. Work it out in your life, and that will reinforce the scripture. Step one is to introduce repetition. Step two is to introduce variety. And step three is to introduce practice. So as I close today, let's don't fool ourselves like the person in the scripture, the person who reads scripture but then does not change anything or do anything different or take any new action based on what was learned. You have heard me say that there are over 2,300 verses in the Bible related to money and finances and accumulation and possessions. And my question this week, or better said, my challenge or my encouragement this week would be, pick one of those scriptures and utilize one of the three steps to help make it a reality in your life. Because, as the scripture said, we want to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. Well, all right, that is it for today. A very scripture-rich episode, and I pray it was a blessing to you. And thank you for sharing this with your family, your friends, your coworkers, and all of the downloads so you can listen to it while you're working out or on a walk or on vacation or in the car. It just makes me happy that this is a blessing and an encouragement to you. And I'll look forward to being with you again next time.